Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. By the way, so we talked about the ratings for last night for the Western Conference Finals Game 1. It was the highest. ESPN recorded its highest Western Conference Game 1 since 2012, and it was higher than last year's Eastern Conference Game 1. And I think that is the Zion effect. I mean, because there's nothing about – it just doesn't kind of make a ton of sense that that game would have been higher rated than some of these other Western Conference Finals Game 1s. I think it was – well, what was the lead-in? The lead-in was the draft lottery, and yeah, there was the Zion sweepstakes. That's what I think it is. And speaking of the Zion effect, how about this? In the hours immediately following the Zion Williamson news, and up until 1 a.m. Wednesday, the Pelicans took orders for approximately 2,000 new season tickets, twice as many as they did after earning the number one pick in 2012, which was Anthony Davis. But, wow. Again, I mean, he's the most hyped up superstar since LeBron. He really is. He really is. Ratings, season tickets, like, I can't wait. You know what's surprising? When is his shoe deal going to be announced? I'm very interested to see what that is.
I am too.
I cannot wait to see what. Obviously, you can. I mean, the marketing opportunities too, with the whole blown out shoe you could do with the commercials and everything stuff. Like, it's a lot of interesting stuff you can do with that, right? A lot. So you know, I teased it. What's so amazing right now is literally you go, if you just run to the refrigerator and grab something to drink and then go for a walk around the block, you're probably gonna miss a recruit from Fred Hoiberg in Nebraska. Like. It is. So now, since last Friday, there has been Shamil Stevenson transfer from, he was at Pitt and then Nevada. You had the French guy, Ivan Drago, something thing or other, I don't know. The Frenchie. You had Shamil Stevenson, Frenchie, so that's two. You had Kevin Cross, the 2019 power forward. And now, add to it, Derek Walker, a transfer from Tennessee. Now, he didn't play a lot last year. He only played about 5 minutes a game, and he didn't even average 1 point per game. He's a 6'8", 236-pound sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri. He was the third-rated player in the state of Missouri coming out of high school. He was a three-star recruit, and he chose Tennessee over Georgia and St. John's. So obviously, Abdul Massey's connection with him before helped probably land Derek Walker. But you know, he's a guy that 6'8", big, strong guy. You can take a flyer on him. And again, it's not like it's one thing to be sitting out. When you're playing on a crappy team, you know what I mean? Like, if you're playing 5 minutes a game on a team that stunk it up, you're like, what's this guy all that good? It's another thing when you're not getting a bunch of time. When think about his position and think about who was playing in front of him. You know who was playing in front of him? Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield. And Tennessee was one of the eight best teams in the country throughout the totality of the year. They were 2-seed in the NCAA tournament. So it ain't like he was at Tennessee State playing behind a bunch of bums. He's playing behind some good players on a really good basketball team. A really good basketball team. So Derek Walker will have to sit out a year, and then we'll have 2 years of eligibility after that. So him and Delano Banton, the Western Kentucky grad transfer, the 6'8", basically like guard. Sometimes it's nice, and Robin joined us yesterday. Robin Washit said that one of the things that they like or were interested in is maybe finding another sit-out transfer because they like to have those, at least have two people go through the sit-out process together. I mean, as someone that redshirted, that can be a long, hard year to do it by yourself.
Exactly. You got somebody to talk to.
Somebody to talk to about, because you go through some things, yeah, man. You, I mean, again, it's one of those things you get to do. You do everything everybody else does but playing the games.
Yep. You get to sit on the bench, though, right?
Yeah, you get to sit on the bench and all that. Right. But like,
so now you got somebody to sit next to.
You get to sit on somebody next to you. And then, like, even when the team would go on road trips, I wouldn't go on all – some people bring red shirts. Some people don't bring them to every trip. But, like, there are times when you may not go on a red shirt or go on a trip and you need another red shirt there to, hey, let's go work out together. Hey, let's be – you know, like, it just gets low. Like, I remember sitting in my dorm by myself and I'd listen to, like – the Creighton game on the radio. You know, and it's like, it's hard, man. I will say I totally underestimated how hard that redshirt year would be. And some of, like, what's weird about it is I didn't play very much my first 2 years at Kansas. So people are like, well, it's a bit like, but at least there's the chance that you get in. You know what I mean? Like, there isn't even there's no chance. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard. It's just hard. And it really helps, I think, to have someone to go through that whole thing with. And so Derek Walker will have somebody to go through that process with of sitting out. And, you know, I think it helped that, like, Maurice Watson and Cole Huff were together when they sat out. And they could work out together, be together, you know, keep each other accountable. You know, again, be able to identify with each other's emotions and feelings of the frustration of kind of what the deal is, you know? But unbelievable. I mean, it is like every 2 seconds, there's someone that there's seemingly a new transfer, a new recruit. And so now, if I'm not mistaken, there were two scholarships to give, one if Roby came back. So now there's probably only one.
If Roby comes back. Right. Everything else is a
cover. Everything else, yeah. Pretty remarkable. So again, if you just missed it, Derek Walker, Tennessee transfer, heading to Nebraska to join Fred Hoiberg's squad. You don't go to the refrigerator for too long. Man, I'm going to mow my lawn today, and I bet when I'm done mowing the lawn, there's going to be another recruit. That's just how this whole thing's been going.
Another one. That's exactly how I feel.
That's how it's been. Another one. That's how it's been. Yeah, they got another one. But again, since Friday, it's Wednesday, George.
Yeah.
Since Friday, they've gotten four new players. Sheesh. You get a scholarship. The Oprah gift, like, you get a scholarship, and you get a scholarship, and you get a scholarship. All right, Anthony Tolliver's going to stop by in about 45 minutes. We're live from the Next Gen Mail Medical Clinic Zone Studios. You can email the 1620 The Zone inbox, brought to you by Equitable Bank. We take banking personally, equitableonline.com. Nick at 1620thezone.com, or hit me on the JTech Constructions on Twitter feed at Nick Bob 402-951-1620. Game time.